I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:07 and it is time. Yes, it is Thursday. Are we going to do that throwback Thursday to last week when we did the
magnificent stunt? Yeah, I don't have control of the Alice Instagram.
Hooman, can you repost that thing from last week where Bryn and I did this. We did three attempts before we got it right.
You mean because it got buried under all the other posts?
Yeah, just repost it.
It's right there.
Just repost it. Can you?
You want a double repost?
I want a double repost.
All the way across the sky.
Yep, exactly. Double repost.
You want all three attempts reposted?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think so.
Or just one. You want
or
the
you
one
just do
you...
the final one.
Yeah,
you
know, just
like,
do the... Just...
Maybe what we're...
Just post that one thing. You don't even. Well, I think you should put up the picture that we're going for because there's a pose that these two yoga people do that we're like, holy crap, look at that. I'm like, we could do it. You know, with our ninja gymnastics skills.
And of course we did. We pulled it off.
Of course we did. We went right for it.
Wasn't that hard.
No.
Not
the funniest part is Bryn has just got this, the funniest look on his face, and then Hooman is just cackling through the whole thing.
So funny.
Oh, it's so funny. We're doing it, man. We're doing it. Okay. God, November's right around the corner, actually. I was like, God, that's a long way off. I'm like,
yeah, we're in the back half, man. Yeah. We're going to start to hit the holidays and all the good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just don't rush through summer, man. That's my favorite time. Give me summer every time. All right. Here we go with the trash. Vinny just mentioned this to me in the break, and Yuzi handed me the story. I think this is terrible news. Like, this is one of those...
Listen to her.
Terrible news.
That's terrible news.
Terrible. I hate to hear this. I'm despondent over
this. Which one is it? Now I'm wondering, what did I just give you?
Rick Ocasek of The Cars.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife of almost 30 years, supermodel Paulina Porizkova, who I believe they met on the You Might... Think video.
Smart move, Rick.
Yeah,
you way get to the cast hot a supermodel in your video,
exactly,
and then score her.
Oh well, you might think I'm crazy.
You know, everyone was always like, "Oh God, him."
Well, yeah, I mean, but he is a rock star, which always gives you
totally
points,
rock
you know?
Star, and like 20 years older
yeah,
than her.
But like one of the ugliest rock stars of all time, like incredibly talented. But whoa,
yeah, but they were a good band. And there's a cool factor to that.
One of the best bands. I love The Cars. Paulina announced it on Instagram. Yeah. She said, "Our family has always been and still is a well-built car. When the four of us are together, we can go wherever the road takes us. But as a bicycle, my husband and I no longer pedal in unison. So we're ditching the bicycle." So it's a car, it's a bike. I'm not sure what it is.
She wrote that, really?
Yeah.
All right.
"Rick and I have been peacefully separated for the past year. The photos of our happy family are, in fact, happy family photos. We're just no longer a couple. The love we have for one another is so wide and deep, it's practically tangible. And that sort of love can never disappear. Expect to keep seeing happy family photos." He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last month. She was right there with him for the ceremony. They got married in August of 1989, 28 years of marriage.
That's a good run.
That is a good run. You know, it's so funny, though. Vinny and I were talking about this during the break. Like, if you go that long, it's like, something's going right. Like, what, did something happen? Or are they just done banging each other? Like, what's going on?
It, you know...
She's like, "I cannot face you one more time in the bedroom."
It must be...
"You're hideous, and
there's
I've just
not
noticed.
Enough darkness anymore."
There's not enough darkness in all of the world.
We have this association with age where I guess we start to think, like, you're so close to the end. What are you tripping on?
What are you worried about?
But maybe the truth is... There you are in your final years going, "No, I'm going to go get whatever I need while I can."
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's the reaction that brings this about.
Well, it's funny as
she's
we get older.
53 and he's 74.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh,
so 53,
boy.
She's still got time.
She's like, "I'm a kid."
Yeah, and you're an
comparison.
Old dude. He's probably got that grizzled groin thing going on, you know?
He like, may not. You don't know.
No, he's in his mid-70s. I'm going to say, yeah, it's looking bad down there. She's all, you know, she's our age. She's like, I am still totally viable.
And look at that old man ass walk into the bathroom.
Yeah, she's like, there's nothing sexy going on there. I really need to go bang someone my own age. I gave you 28 plus years, sir. I am done giving.
He must have had the beef, though, to have scored her in the first place. So
yeah, they were together 28 years. He must have been delivering the pipe.
Right. Whoa. Oh, she right. said that, not me.
So, one of my few moments of clarity over the past couple days.
Oh, you had a few?
I had a couple. Mostly I was just like, oh, God, what's happening? Why am I like this? Is this real life? John comes over to me. I'm sitting on the couch laying there really.
In a hazmat suit, or is he over that?
No, he's right. Well, now that I'm dried, my oak is all dried up. He actually, you know, I think he's just avoiding me anyway because I'm such a mess. But he comes over, he sits down next to me, and he goes, "You got to see this." I'm like, "Oh, okay, what is it?" And he plays me the Kanye video. When was it, you guys? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So he's sitting down and he's just playing it for me on his phone. And I didn't see much of it. I only saw the one thing where he's being interviewed by TMZ, like he's on their set, and he stands up and faces away from the camera and is like talking to the whole. And really, I really, you know, I was in a very vulnerable state, so I do feel responsible for making him get liposuction and getting him addicted to opioids. Like, clearly that's my fault. I'll own that. But I didn't see the slavery stuff. And there's been quite a bit of fallout. So I thought, for anyone who hasn't seen it, and I would just, like, in a more clear moment, I'd like to listen to this, okay, if you guys don't mind.
We don't mind.
I want to hear this again.
Now, before you hit play on this TMZ part, apparently, and I haven't heard it, and I don't know who Charlamagne is. I think he's a
DJ. He's a DJ, Charlamagne the God.
So he did like a 2-hour interview with Charlamagne before he showed up at TMZ and dropped this.
This is him with a cameraman. A cameraman has now, I think the guy's name is Van.
Yeah.
He has stepped out to say, shut up. Like, dude, you're not, this is not right. So that's who the other voice is.
Then Kanye storms over. Like, walks like he's about to fight.
All right, so he tries to, like, make nice with that guy. Mm-hmm. And then can I hear the original one with the I'm addicted to opioids because of you people because I had to go get liposuction for you.
Get lipo with your money.
You got lipo to look good for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He stands there. It's very awkwardly silent.
Very, yeah. Well, the place is like...
What are their reactions on their faces?
Blank. Kind of.
Nobody wants to do anything to, like,
stop his momentum.
Because it's gold?
Well, yeah. First of all, they're like, oh my God, this is the best TMZ live show we've ever done.
I'm so getting a raise for this.
And he came to us. We didn't have to follow him around.
No.
We didn't have to annoy him. He's annoying us now.
And
I forgot that sign that I hit that one time.
He forgot we made him run into that stop sign.
Nobody wants him to turn his wrath on them either.
Yeah.
You know that's part of it.
Pretend you're invisible. Don't move.
Don't move.
Hide behind that plant.
Don't talk to yourself. Don't talk to anyone you know.
So the question is, where the hell is his family? Like, where are these people who are supposed to be looking after someone who's been in hospital? Where are the people who are supposed to say, okay, come on.
They were all
going home.
The e-cameras were there.
Yeah, this is all on Keeping Up with
Ryan
the Kardashians.
Ryan Seacrest was directing.
Oh, my God.
Kanye, one more take.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually, if any of that is true, and who knows, it actually seems like he slipped his shackles and ran right to TMZ. Like, you know, maybe they do try to keep him penned up at the house, you know?
I'm free.
Dude, no.
Where are you going to go, like, TMZ?
He's the next
he's
Bruce
totally
Jenner.
He's totally in crisis right there.
Right. Yeah. Like, that is just not how a rational person behaves. Even if you wanted to admit that you'd had an opioid problem, I mean, maybe you go to Dr. Phil and have a little sit down and, you know, explain what. But he's like, the yelling and the not taking responsibility. I mean, that's a person who's like, I'm sorry, but I didn't, you know, I really did feel like, oh, man, he's making me feel bad for
take a run around the block.
Time.
Yeah, let's not talk about how we made you do liposuction.
Right.
Is he going to check into rehab?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
I think
he's
going
to drop an album. With
Actually,
he
went to Wyoming. I guess he's got a place there.
Uh-huh.
And so he's got 5 albums in the works. The first of them, you know what? Let me see if I actually have a date.
Eight.
May 25th.
So that's
right around the corner.
A couple weeks, yeah.
He's rented a house in Wyoming, literally on a mountaintop. He spent a lot of time there over the last few months flying in various rappers and producers to help with his music. So it sounds like he's not hanging with his family or anyone who can really keep him safe at all.
Come on, Kanye. How are you going to control him? Even Kim and Chris can't control him.
Well, he's
him.
Been quiet for a while. So something's been
I'm
keeping
telling you,
him quiet.
He broke out of the room that they were keeping him in.
But what I heard way back when we had the, because his meltdown was in Sacramento, right? Wasn't that a live show in Sacramento where he was screaming about Jay-Z, don't kill me? And
right.
That was in Sacramento.
Yeah,
that was
I believe
up
it was
north
Sacramento,
at a live show.
Right around mm-hmm. here.
They were saying that he was super bummed about the sales of his album, Pablo, were weak at best.
Well, the songs sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't what he was used to, right. For sure. And then apparently... And I can't say I know anything about his fashion line, but I guess that fashion line flopped at the same time, too. Like his new, seasons or...
Right, right.
Whatever, the fall season or whatever just released had flopped. It got bad reviews.
We couldn't get into the pop-up store. Me, Bryn, and Sarah went.
Oh, when it was here, huh?
Yeah. There were a thousand people in that line.
At least. It was 3 blocks long. On a side note, everyone, I posted the video of Sarah and Bryn doing super advanced yoga in the Alice Lounge.
Yep.
Alice973 Instagram, if you haven't seen it. We asked a question, who did it better, Sarah and Bryn or Rivka Yoga?
That
is
TMZ.
Not a good look, buddy.
It's great. You don't love it?
Oh, my God. It's crazy great. Look at that.
He's showing me something I don't want to see.
Well, you don't have to look right at his crotch, man.
There's nothing.
Look
it's
at his
dead
face.
Center
you
of
gotta,
the thing.
You got to look at his face when he's laughing. That's what you got to look at. His face is genius. Actually, you need to listen to the audio because Hooman's like, yeah, that.
He sounds just like that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so let's. God, we're already running out of time here. Give me some of these reactions.
I have so much.
We got Will I Am mm-hmm. in a British TV interview.
That was Will I Am.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He also said, "I hope he's not saying that to raise awareness to sell a record and some shoes." Eve was on the talk, and mm-hmm. she had some stuff to say about it. And she basically said at the end, "I am done with Kanye." Dr. Phil thinks Kanye's words have empowered hate groups. Yeah, I would say that sounds accurate. Was it worth it, him making nice with the photographer outside of the place he's renting in Wyoming?
I have a small short clip of that.
Okay,
actually, in the end, it's an interview of him on the street, and then at the end he goes, can you post this entire video, I guess, to show that he's sane in some way? And
oh,
then
this
he comes
is in,
and gives
this
him
is
a
in
hug.
Calabasas. He's not in Wyoming yet.
Somewhere
so this
in the
guy
street,
has,
yeah.
Okay,
just saw it.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I have to pull up the video. It's never mind.
We can skip it. I guess he gets into this big conversation with a photographer who's just, you know, trying to start he's a paparazzo, and he's trying to start a conversation with them. Kanye asks the guy about his personal life and fatherhood, explains how his respect for dads has grown after starting his own family. Of course, he's about to leave to go to Wyoming for however long, especially for dads who provide for their family. And they ended in a warm hug, a warm embrace. Oh, love. Isn't that sweet?
Huh.
And I am completely out of time. What's coming up in the news,
So we man? Have no verdict. It's just...
No, it's just
we're
fun.
We're following
just
the adventures
sure.
of Kanye.
Adventures of
There's
Kanye.
No, like,
exactly.
He should have his own reality
at the
show.
End, they don't. You're not going to tell us. And then an ambulance pulled up and he went to the hospital.
They put the men in the white coats
Bellevue.
Came to take him away.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, I've got a bunch of great stories. I'll tell you about the guys who got kicked out of the Starbucks in Philly. I've got more warnings about mobile phones and junk food after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys.
Lucky.
Well, Mexican lucky. We're up on Mexican lucky. Hey. How about this?
Yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
7:41, and it's time to dust off your Obi costume. Get Obi. That out, everyone.
What's my Obi costume?
Ocean Beach.
Tomorrow is May 4th.
Oh.
Your Obi costume.
My Obi-Wan Kenobi costume. My Yoda costume.
It's a big
my
day,
Princess
isn't it?
Leia, yeah. May the 4th be with you.
I mean, I thought it was important for me to remind everybody.
Sure.
Today's the day. Get your slippers. Your Obi slippers. He wears slippers, right?
What he wears on his feet, Vinny, I've never really noticed.
All right. Well, whatever it is, get that out because tomorrow's May 4th.
I see.
Which is a big thing for nerds.
Yes. It's like the nerd holiday. May the 4th.
And if you were wondering, if you're like, I wonder if I'm a nerd. If you celebrate May 4th, you're for sure a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Yep.
There's the decider.
If Cinco de Mayo doesn't matter to you, but May the 4th is a big one.
All right.
Nerd. And that's
nerd
not
alert.
Necessarily a bad
no,
thing. A lot of
sure.
people embrace it completely.
There are so many nerds now, so many things to fanboy and fangirl
well,
out on that people are-
Nerds own the world.
It's true.
They got all the money.
If you've ever been to one of those conventions, man, they are cool.
Sharks won yesterday. What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I can't. What did you just say?
It's cool.
All
They're
right.
a little ripe by the second or third day in, but, you know.
That's right. You went to that thing in Anaheim, didn't you?
I've been to it. When also, we stayed in this hotel. We visited Seattle randomly last year, and we stayed in a hotel. There was a big Comic-Con going on.
Yeah.
There was only one working elevator, so it was packed every time.
Oh,
and it was
sweet.
Like, whoa, there is some Comic-Con stench going on in this. What are we, 3 days in? Wearing that the whole time, have you?
Yeah, and all the other Comic-Cons they go to.
Right. Wash it. Why? The feathers will fall off.
Sharks won last night,
Yay!
Everyone. 4-0, evening the series at 2 games. So, thankfully, after that first...
Is this a 5 series?
No, 7.
Oh, boy. They really stretch these hockey ones out, don't they?
I think that it's, well, it's just money.
Mm-hmm.
It's money in the bank.
Sure.
I mean, it's got to be 7. Now you're making me wonder. There was a minute there where they've switched it around. Basketball used to do a 5, but they're all 7 now, too.
Oh, they're all 7, too?
Yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
of them. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just that every team except 2 make it into the playoffs in hockey, so it just seems like that would take forever.
Right now, we're in the conference semifinals, the Warriors are, mm-hmm. and then there'll be the conference finals, and then the finals.
Right.
So
I get it.
These,
it's a lot of games.
At least the games matter now. So you remember the story about the guys that got thrown out of the Starbucks in Philadelphia. Their names are Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson. They're the 2 black guys that got kicked out of Starbucks for no good reason.
Yep.
They were there for a business meeting about a real estate thing. The guy they were meeting hadn't arrived yet. And because they hadn't purchased coffee yet, the manager called the cops on him.
And she called the cops within like something like 90 seconds of them walking into the store. Like it wasn't like they were there loitering and she was getting pissed off that they were taking up seats. It was just that she's a racist is what it seems like to me.
So, you know, when you make national, international news like this, there's probably a chance you could make a buck by
mm-hmm.
suing them. But these guys didn't do that. Rather than suing, they settled for $1 each yesterday. But also, they got the city to launch a new $200,000 initiative to help young people start their own businesses.
Oh.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Like, that is the coolest, smartest thing I've seen in a long time.
Well, it's the opposite of greed, and it's
right.
actually finding a way to make a silver lining.
You've been
thing.
Wronged, and no one would hold it against you to just act out.
Yep.
And to get paid in the process. And
right.
instead, you did something good for your community. And some kids will benefit by that.
Vinny, so the city puts out the money or Starbucks does?
They say they got the city to launch a new $200,000 initiative to help young people start their own businesses. It'll specifically help high school students in the Philly area who are interested in being entrepreneurs. Dante says they thought a lot about what to do and felt like this was the best way to make an impact and actually change things for the better.
Is Starbucks going to come up with some money as well?
Let me see here. That said, he and Rashawn probably aren't walking away empty-handed. They also just settled with Starbucks for an undisclosed sum.
Oh.
So it sounds like they did get paid a little.
Mm-hmm.
The settlement, and that settlement includes scholarship funds so they can both finish their undergraduate degrees.
Oh,
that's good.
That is good.
That was fast, I feel like, for a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like it went to that. It
right.
sounds like they settled
yeah, yeah, yeah.
out
they
of court.
They just figured out a way to make this all better.
If you're just getting around to the terms selfie or on fleek, you're too late. They're officially not cool anymore.
Well, on fleek, I feel like that one, was that ever cool? It's kind of like trying to make fetch happen. But but selfie's not going away, no matter what they say. It might not be cool, but was it ever really? I mean, selfie is still, people, every time I see a picture, people go, oh, here they are in a selfie. I'm like, that's not a selfie. A selfie's when you take the picture with your camera. Like everything, every photo is now called a selfie. Yeah. Like it's just become another word for a photograph.
Oh, a selfie has.
Yeah. Look at this selfie.
Over a third of us exercise so we can eat junk food.
Oh.
That's from a survey where people ask why they work out. And they said, so they can overindulge and eat more junk food. Uh-huh. That's why I work out. I've heard that. We heard one of my favorite guests, and I'm not a real big fan of his in particular, but it was so fun when Tom Arnold was in here and he said, I will stay on a Stairmaster all day so that I can eat a whole cake.
If that's the trade-off.
And he was like, it's funny the way, you know, to hear someone say that, but he was like, no, I really want to eat a whole cake.
Well, sure. I mean,
who wants to eat a whole cake?
I mean, if I'm hungry enough, I would want to.
Ah, after so many bites, aren't you over it?
Yeah,
that's a problem with cake. It gets old fast. Like, well, I guess I'll scrape off all the frosting.
That's the problem with cake. I thought it was that someone spit all over it, blown out the candles.
That has never bothered me once. I don't even think about
that. That's the problem with cake.
You can sneeze those candles out. Oh, I'm still eating that cake.
You just spit all over the cake we're supposed to pretend to be happy eating. Now what do?
We eat it. Now we eat the cake.
Nothing holds you back, does
it? No. Good God, no.
Notice we didn't get you a cake for your birthday, Vin.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh.
We didn't do a lot of things for your birthday.
And I liked it.
I know.
So let's keep that. Let's roll into next year and right through the rest of our time together like that.
Well, when the big ones come, like the 50th, next year is going to be, you know.
A good one to ignore.
No.
Thank you so much.
But I would like to have our birthdays more or less. I mean, you can acknowledge them, but.
Let's have a high five rule.
The landmark ones, you know.
Yeah, we've calmed down on our birthday.
Sure. I feel like my next big one will be 60.
Yeah. I know.
Yikes.
You're not listening to me. So how about a high five rule? Like we just, happy birthday, high five.
No.
Let's get on with our show.
Not, I mean, we got to do a card and we got to do something, a little something. It's nice to
We're taking Vaughn out to lunch because we
When
care.
Is that?
That is next Wednesday. No. His birthday is May 9th, right? May 9th, Wednesday? Yeah.
Going to Joey Altman's restaurant.
We're going to Pier 23.
Oh, that's
I haven't
exciting.
Seen Joey in so long.
I know.
Are you
he
going
better
to
be there.
Yeah, I know. I hope he doesn't
know.
He knows
we're coming. Okay. I made reservations for all of us.
Yay. Is the whole group going? Are you going to go?
I don't know if I can go yet.
Oh, you seem busy.
I told them, though, I would give them money for the meal.
If he
nice.
Make it.
Yeah.
Whether or not I can make it depends. Mm-hmm. I know we have a doctor appointment this morning that I'm missing.
Aww.
Well, I don't want to be there.
Why? You won't want to see
Why
the
don't
baby?
You? You're sick and you won't go to the doctor.
Yeah, but when it's about your baby.
I know, but you're sick and you won't go to the doctor. What are you talking about? Why? Why? Because all the stuff that comes with it. Going there, parking, sitting there waiting.
Is there going to be
shots?
They're
not going to see the baby.
Yeah, no, they're not going to show the baby.
Oh, it's not a sonogram.
No.
It's just a let's take a look up your woohoo.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And they won't even let me look over the doc's shoulder during that either.
It's so, I have to say that by the end of the whole time, you just are like, if one more person looks between my legs, I'm going to kick them in the face. Like, I just, I'm so done with this. Why'd you bring the world in and have a look, huh?
Okay. While you were out, we talked to Scott Budman about the Facebook conference that happened down south. They did a big it's called F8 or something like that. It's a developers conference, but it's also a chance for them to sort of address some of the things they've been dealing with. And they did some commercials that we've seen now on the NBA playoffs, and they're trying to tackle it. Yesterday, they announced Facebook will become a dating site, too.
I heard about this. Like, what is the...
They're going to be... You have to
opt in.
You can opt in. Right. You opt in, but it's going to connect you with people. I don't know what kind of algorithm it'll use to connect you, but probably it has to use your location, right?
Is it going to use all my friends? Like, am I going to have to start dating my friends?
No, that's actually that's one of the deals asked, is it says it won't connect you with your friends.
Oh, so if you already know somebody, right, then you won't. Oh,
I think it's great.
Sure, why not?
I think it's absolutely great. We're all on there.
Yep.
What better place to... And then you can sort of see what the person's all about by looking at their page.
Right. Oh, certainly. Actually, there's way more information there than there would be on a normal dating site.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty good.
Info sharing.
The best and worst cities for single people in 2018. That's I wanted to update you on the mm-hmm. Facebook thing before I got to this. The singles are doing well in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh.
Boston.
Oh.
Bridgeport, Connecticut. Champaign, Illinois? Is that right outside Chicago or something?
It is.
Yeah, and well, Pittsfield, Mass. Where's that?
Pittsfield?
Yeah, Pittsfield.
It's Western Mass.
Oh, well. The singles are into it.
All right.
They base this on the percentage of singles, the percentage of people with college degrees, bars and restaurants per capita, rent, internet access, you know, so you can get on the dating apps and more.
Right. Champaign's 2 hours outside of Chicago.
Oh. Well, whatever.
Why do I know the name Champaign, Illinois? That feels like, is a beer made there or something?
Miller's the Champaign of beers.
Yeah.
I feel like it's somebody famous is from Champaign, Illinois. I would say it's Larry Bird, but he's a French lick Indiana guy.
He is French lick. What? Yeah. Oh, because you're from Boston. Of course you know Larry Bird.
Well, yeah.
Right.
He's the only, Kevin McHale, I guess. Sure. The other guy. No, that's it.
All right.
Actually, I probably know more, but I don't
you
know.
Probably do.
Yeah,
I'm sure if we started, naming Boston athletes, you'd go, "Oh yeah," because that's big there.
It's yep.
Sports really,
really matter.
So Ludacris is from Champaign.
Oh nope, that's not who I'm thinking of.
You're not into Luda?
I think Luda's fine.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, please, Kanye, women throughout history have felt pressure to look good for men. Stop playing the victim.
Yeah, you big baby.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
The weird part about what he's saying is, so he's talking about, I had to go get plastic. Well, first of all, his wife's built by plastic surgery.
Right.
Yep.
And second of all, his mom died from plastic surgery.
Right, from liposuction.
You'd think
from
he'd want nothing to do with it, but it still seems to be such a part of their lives that it's just a stop at the dock for him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
That's what it seems like. And, he's off his meds, clearly. And out of the house. He escaped the house and he left his meds behind. And now he's just runs to TMZ to rant and yell about stuff. And
Love Whom and 510 says, I'm free. I'm free. Where am I going to go? TMZ.
REO Speedwagon's from Champaign, Illinois.
Nope.
Is that it?
I don't think so.
Megyn Kelly's from Champaign. Nope.
It's not REO. You love them.
Yeah, but it's not them.
Riding the storm out. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good, right?
I believe it's time for me to fly.
What else?
Heard it from a friend.
Yeah.
Who...
The only reason I know these guys is you know why, right?
No. You had a girlfriend that liked them?
No. MTV. They were everywhere on MTV for a minute there. Like that one record.
I love REO.
You do?
Well, I do like some of their songs. John plays them sometimes.
Do you have one of their records? Oh, you don't have any records.
I don't have any records.
What am I talking about?
Vinny, yes, I do. I have all their records. Which one would you like to hear? Let me pull it up for you.
My ex and I had love for each other like that, but we hadn't been intimate in over 6 years. And in our 40s, as strong as our bond was, the lack of sex started to affect everything else. It was really, really tough to separate and move on. We were like Sarah and John without the sex life.
Mm.
From 510.
Well, there are people who are able to make, an amicable split, and they realize that they're on different pages and they don't want to bang each other anymore, or at least one of them doesn't.
Yeah, that's got, I feel like that's the deal, because you'd think, I'm here, you're here, let's just do this. But if one of them's just,
I'm into it, right?
Then you'd also think that person would go, just go get that discreetly wherever you can and let's hang out. We're cool.
Well, the problem is that person, doesn't really want to go to a hooker. They're looking for a relationship that includes sex.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hooker.
Yeah, I would want that too.
Yeah.
I'm talking out of my fart hole. No, I would want. Well, you know what I mean. I would want.
Totally.
You're right. I would
want. That's what you want—a complete relationship. You don't want to just like have friendship with this roommate that
right,
you live
no,
with,
I,
and then have to go get it on the side from a hookah.
Well, I wouldn't go to a hooker. I would meet some girl, but then
right,
I would
then
probably be building a relationship
right, exactly.
with that person.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Can't have it all.
I want it all.
And I want it now.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, kids of famous people. They're always getting in trouble.
All right.
I enjoy that. This is a good one after these.
Said, so they can overindulge and eat more junk food. Uh-huh. That's why I work out. I've heard that. We heard one of my favorite guests, and I'm not a real big fan of his in particular, but it was so fun when Tom Arnold was in here and he said, I will stay on a Stairmaster all day so that I can eat a whole cake.
If that's the trade-off.
And he was like, it's funny the way, you know, to hear someone say that, but he was like, no, I really want to eat a whole cake.
Well,
so,
sure. I mean,
who wants to eat a whole cake?
I mean, if I'm hungry enough, I would want to.
Ah, after so many bites, aren't you over it?
Yeah,
that's a problem with cake. It gets old fast. Like, well, I guess I'll scrape off all the frosting.
That's the problem with cake. I thought it was that someone spit all over it, blown out the candles.
That has never bothered me once. I don't even think about
that's
that.
That's the problem
I'm
with
like,
cake.
You can sneeze those candles out. I'm still eating that cake.
You just spit all over the cake we're supposed to pretend to be happy eating. Now what do?
We eat it. Now we eat the cake.
Nothing holds you back, does
no.
it?
No. Good God, no.
Notice we didn't get you a cake for your birthday, Vin.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh.
We didn't do a lot of things for your birthday.
And I liked it.
I know.
So let's keep that. Let's roll into next year and right through the rest of our time together like that.
Well, when the big ones come, like the 50th, next year is going to be, you know.
A good one to ignore.
No.
Thank you so much.
But I would like to have our birthdays more or less. I mean, you can acknowledge them, but.
Let's have a high five rule.
The landmark ones, you know.
Yeah, we've calmed down on our birthday.
Sure. I feel like my next big one will be 60.
Yeah. I know.
Yikes.
You're not listening to me. So how about a high five rule? Like we just, happy birthday, high five.
No.
Let's get on with our show.
Not, I mean, we got to do a card and we got to do something, a little something. It's nice to
we're taking Vaughn
birthday.
Out to lunch because we
when
care.
When is that?
Next Wednesday. No. His birthday is May 9th, right? May 9th, Wednesday? Yeah.
Going to Joey Altman's restaurant.
Going to Pier 23.
Oh, that's
I haven't
exciting.
Seen Joey in so long.
I know.
Are you
he
going
better
to
be there.
Yeah, I know. I hope he
knows we're
go.
Coming. Okay. I made reservations for all of us.
Yay. Is the whole group going? Are you going to
go?
I don't know if I can go yet.
Oh, you seem busy.
I told them, though, I would give them money for the meal.
If he
oh, nice.
Make it,
yeah.
Whether or not I can make it depends. Mm-hmm. I know we have a doctor appointment this morning that I'm missing.
Aww.
Well, I don't want to be there.
Why? You won't want to see
why don't
the baby?
You're sick and you won't go to the doctor.
Yeah, but when it's about your baby.
I know, but you're sick and you won't go to the doctor. What are you talking about? Why? Why? Because all the stuff that comes with it. Going there, parking, sitting there waiting.
Is there going to be
shots? To see the baby.
Yeah, no, they're not going to show the baby.
Oh, it's not a sonogram.
No.
It's just a let's take a look up
your
woohoo.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And they won't even let me look over the doc's shoulder during that either.
It's so, I have to say that by the end of the whole time, you just are like, if one more person looks between my legs, I'm going to kick them in the face. Like, I just, I'm so done with this. Why don't you bring the world in and have a look, huh?
Okay. While you were out, we talked to Scott Budman about the Facebook conference that happened down south. They did a big it's called F8 or something like that. It's a developers conference, but it's also a chance for them to sort of address some of the things they've been dealing with. And they did some commercials that we've seen now on the NBA playoffs, and they're trying to tackle it. Yesterday, they announced Facebook will become a dating site, too.
I heard about this. Like, what is the...
They're going to be... You have to
opt in.
Right. You opt in, but it's going to connect you with people. I don't know what kind of algorithm it'll use to connect you, but probably it has to use your location, right?
Is it going
to
use all my friends? Like, am I going to have to start dating my friends?
No, that's actually that's one of the deals asked. Is yeah. It says it won't connect you with your friends.
Oh,
or
so
people
if you already
that you're friends
know
with.
Somebody,
right.
then you won't.
Well, I think it's great.
Sure, why not?
I think it's absolutely great. We're all on there.
Yep.
What better sure place to... And then you can sort of see what the person's all about by looking at their page.
Right. Oh, certainly. Actually, there's way more information there than there would be on a normal dating site.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty good.
Info sharing.
The best and worst cities for single people in 2018. That's I wanted to update you on the mm-hmm. Facebook thing before I got to this. The singles are doing well in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh.
Boston.
Oh.
Bridgeport, Connecticut. Champaign, Illinois? Is that right outside Chicago or something?
It is.
Yeah, and well, Pittsfield, Mass. Where's that?
Pittsfield?
Yeah, Pittsfield.
It's Western Mass.
Oh, well. The singles are into it.
All right.
They base this on the percentage of singles, the percentage of people with college degrees, bars and restaurants per capita, rent, internet access, you know, so you can get on the dating apps and more.
Right. Champaign's 2 hours outside of Chicago.
Oh. Well, whatever.
Why do I know the name Champaign, Illinois? That feels like, is a beer made there or something?
Miller's the Champaign of beers.
Yeah.
I feel like it's somebody famous is from Champaign, yeah. Illinois. I would say it's Larry Bird, but he's a French Lick Indiana guy.
He is
guy.
French Lick. What? Yeah. Oh, because you're from Boston. Of course you know Larry Bird.
Well, yeah.
Right.
He's the only, Kevin McHale, I guess. Sure. Is the other guy. No, that's it.
All right.
Actually, I probably know more, but I don't
you
know.
Probably do.
Yeah,
I'm sure if we started, you know, naming Boston athletes, you'd go, oh yeah, because that's big there.
It's yep.
Sports really,
really matter.
So Ludacris is from Champaign.
Oh nope, that's not who I'm thinking of.
You're not into Luda.
I think Luda's fine.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, please, Kanye, women throughout history have felt pressure to look good for men. Stop playing the victim.
Yeah, you big baby.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
The weird part about what he's saying is, so he's talking about, I had to go get plastic. Well, first of all, his wife's built by plastic surgery.
Right.
Yep.
And second of all, his mom died from plastic surgery.
Right, from
liposuction.
You'd think
he'd want nothing to do with it, but it still seems to be such a part of their lives that it's just a stop at the dock for him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
That's what it seems like. And, you know, he's off his meds, clearly.
Are
and
you?
Out of the house. He escaped the house and he left his meds behind. And now he's just like runs to TMZ to rant and yell about stuff. And
Love Whom and 510 says, I'm free. I'm free. Where am I going to go? TMZ.
REO Speedwagon's from Champaign, Illinois.
Nope.
Is that it?
I don't think so.
Megyn Kelly's from Champaign. Nope.
It's not REO. You love them.
Yeah, but it's not them.
Ride in the storm out. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good, right?
I believe it's time for me to fly.
What else?
Heard it from a friend,
yeah.
Too.
The only reason I know these guys is you know why, right?
No. You had a girlfriend that liked them?
No. MTV. They were everywhere on MTV for a minute there. Like that one record.
I love REO.
You do?
Well, I do like some of their songs. John plays them sometimes.
Do you have one of their records? Oh, you don't have
any
records.
I don't have any
records. What am I talking about?
Vinny, yes, I do. I have all their records. Which one would you like to hear? Let me pull it up for you.
My ex and I had love for each other like that, but we hadn't been intimate in over 6 years. And in our 40s, as strong as our bond was, the lack of sex started to affect everything else. It was really, really tough to separate and move on. We were like Sarah and John without the sex life.
Mm.
From 510.
Well, there are people who are able to make, you know, an amicable split, and they realize that they're on different pages and they don't want to bang each other anymore, or at least one of them doesn't.
Yeah, that's got, I feel like that's the deal, because you'd think, I'm here, you're here, let's just do this. But if one of them's just,
I'm going to do it, right?
Then you'd also think that person would go, just go get that discreetly wherever you can and let's hang out. We're cool.
Well, the problem is that person, you know, doesn't really want to go to a hooker. They're looking for a relationship that includes sex.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hooker.
Yeah, I would want that too.
Yeah.
I'm talking out of my... My fart hole. No, I would want... Well, you know what I mean? I would want...
Totally.
You're right. I would
want... That's what you want, a complete relationship. You don't want to just, like, have friendship with this roommate that
right,
you live
no,
with
I,
and then have to go get it on the side from a hooker.
Well, I wouldn't go to a hooker. I would meet some girl, but then I would then probably be building a relationship with that person.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Can't have it all.
I want it all.
And I want it now.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, kids of famous people. They're always getting in trouble.
All right.
I enjoy those. This is a good one after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.